Beards, check. Flannels, check. Empty growlers, this must be rush day. Here, Tioga Sequoia is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
Hey, I am the Nick.
Hey, who else is here?
Hey, it's Scotty B.
Scotty B filling in for the Bearded Brewer, because right now the Bearded Brewer is working his ass off. We're observing him work his ass off. We are at Rush Day bottle release at Tioga Sequoia, beautiful downtown Fresno. I'm looking at the downtown Fresno skyline. I'm looking at a beer line of beer geeks. I can see Reggie trying to peek through the fence. It's
happening.
We're doing a live event.
No offense, Mikey, but this is just a wee bit cooler than the studio.
I agree.
I do enjoy looking at these buildings.
Yeah, it's a little bit better skyline than action figures and old bottles.
I've been staring at Chewy for a little too long now.
It's a little bit better. So this is we're going to have a different show this week, because obviously we're at an event. So
we're like a regular San Diego Beer Talk.
Yeah, it's like a SD. What's
out
like
on location?
We're on the SD beer podcast, indie beer podcast.
So which one of us is Greg? That's my only question.
Which one of us, Greg?
We don't have to answer that. We'll let them decide.
I think I'm Greg.
I think you are Greg.
I think I am. I will take that.
So, Scotty.
Yes.
How was
Scotty
that line?
B.
That line was awesome.
Yeah. Scotty B was in the line for the here, bottles.
Yeah, I got here at 7:15, waited till 11 to get in.
Wow.
I brought a bottle of mead.
So you've been out there for 3 hours?
Braving the cold.
Wait, 4 hours?
I got
I can do math.
I got one of those big traveler things of coffee from Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
And I got a fifth of Jameson's whiskey too. But I was the only one that wanted to Irish up their whiskey, so I still got almost a full fifth of whiskey left. That's all right. I'll put it to good use sometime. Don't worry.
Okay. We'll tangent into culture just for a second. Have you seen Jameson is aging whiskey in beer stout barrels?
I didn't say that. I just said
I'm tangenting here. I saw this online that Jameson is barrel aging whiskey in beer barrels.
Oh, yeah. Where they're using barrels that were originally used for whiskey, then aged with stout in them. And then back to whiskey. Awesome idea.
Mike's dying. I don't know if he's okay or not.
I'm fine.
I totally support that idea.
I was just curious if anybody's tried that yet, but it sounds like no at this.
I like all things Irish, but especially whiskey.
It is a good whiskey, Jameson. You don't have to have it ice cold to shoot it, you know. And I don't know if you noticed this. It doesn't give you a hangover.
Not much gives me a hangover, Chief. Okay. I'd have to drink wine to get a hangover.
I just got it. That's going to be an inspirational Instagram quote. It's like one of those memes. It's going to be a picture of you, and it's just one of those memes, or just one of those inspirational quote things over it, and it's like, not much gives me a hangover, Chief.
Yeah, I'd hangover? Have to drink how cute. Wine and
Oh, did That's you get a hangover? How cute.
How cute.
What's it like to be 18 again?
Tell me what that's like.
So there were shenanigans going on the line, Scotty B.
Shenanigans.
What happens? I wanted to know the people that have never been to an event bottle release. What happens in the line? The shenanigans.
Well, it's unofficial, but yeah, there is a bit of a bottle
unofficial
share action.
Hypothetically,
you saw hypothetically
speaking,
people share bottles,
and as long as everybody behaves, which everybody did. I mean, somebody did break a bottle or a glass.
Somebody broke a glass out there.
Yeah, that's true. Mike Cruz from
Mike Cruz broke it.
No, he didn't break it. He cleaned it up.
All right.
Yeah, he had to come out there with the broom and a dustpan thing.
So he was prepared for such a situation.
Oh yeah,
it's shenanigans. No,
everybody here was quite prepared.
He's been to a few beer lines, is what you're saying.
This is actually me or him?
No, Mike Cruz.
Oh, yeah,
he's been he's been in line a few
times.
This
is your first line event.
It is, yes. This
you
event.
You didn't do last year's?
No, I've never done any.
Anything.
I've never stood in line for anything. This popped my waiting in line cherry.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not a virgin
anymore. Were you okay now? Were you do it again?
I would do it again and like it.
You're ready for Rush Day 2016 already.
I am.
So what bottles did you get, Scotty?
I got everything but the Autumn Rush, just because I'm not a fan of hazelnut.
Yeah.
So everything, you got a s'mores, You got a cake.
I got two s'mores, two cakes, and one Autumn Rush. Or not Autumn Rush. What am I saying? I got one Midnight Rush.
Midnight Rush.
Because that's
okay.
All they would have let me have.
Assholes.
Aw. But did you tell them who you were?
I should have.
See? Wrong day to shave the beard. That's what
threw them recognize
off.
Me. I got no hair now.
They're like, you look like this guy named Scott, but we don't trust you. Your shit kind of shady looking.
Are these all personal use? You're not going to trade? You're not a trader?
I ain't giving shit to nobody. I'm sorry.
See, you're a home brewer.
Yeah.
Home brewers aren't as big on the trading. Everyone likes trading their own home brew.
Okay, I ain't giving that Midnight Rush to anybody. I may share the ones that I got two bottles of, but nothing else. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
Well, it's pretty cool. We're just we're here at the end of the bar at Tioga Scoia Beer Garden. We're just watching. There's a huge line now waiting to get growler fills and just...
The line opened 48 minutes ago, and it's still...
Yeah, the line is still happening out there.
It's looks already like it's been 48 minutes?
Down.
Yeah.
Man, time flies.
When you're drinking beer.
Only the first 100 are going to be able to get guaranteed to get bottles. And looks like it went over 100 because I think Reggie texted me and said he was just made it in the 100, and I can see a lot of people behind him. So,
yeah.
A lot of people are just hoping. 100. Nick is hoping. We don't have a bottle. We didn't get a bottle.
You know what? I'm actually all right. I had a first draw right off the tap of the Autumn Rush, and
there you go. Pre-show tailgate beer.
So are we tailgating yet?
Sure, tailgate beer.
So since we don't have bottles today, we're drinking right off the taps.
Did you put your mouth on the tap and then you just poured it right in?
Yeah, I totally wheezed the juice. No wheezing the juice.
The juice.
First pour of Autumn Rush. Mikey got the first pour. I'll let you
first
feel that.
First pour the All the Mornings Maple Breakfast Stout. I was the second person to check in on that tap ever. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, bro.
Can we get cutsies?
It was excellent, man. I don't even know what the percentage was.
If you go to the captain and say ahoy, he gives you special privileges.
Ahoy! He's too busy. He doesn't even see me.
The captain of craft is pouring right now. I can see
him focused.
Watching the bearded brewer oversee everything, making sure everything's cool, because this is his place, man. We're in his place.
Yeah.
The captain is focused like a laser beam. I could scream and cuss at him. He wouldn't even know.
Nope, he is super focused.
How do they say that in Oh Brother, We're Out There? He's the Petrus Familius.
Yes. I'm the Paterfamilias.
Paterfamilias.
And so I guess that was our tailgating. That's all we've had. So I'm going to start a new beer. I don't know which one it is.
You're starting.
Did you have something else?
Oh, well, this is kind of pre-tailgating. This is...
what did you do at your house?
You heard me drinking this. I got the All the Mornings. I followed up with that.
Oh, okay.
So I, too, am on round.
That maple thing isn't on the board, though.
The Mornings? No.
There's a placard, an 8.5x11 placard.
They just decided last night that it was ready.
If I would have seen that on the board, I would have got that.
It's draft only. It's not a bottle.
Well, that's what I got.
Oh, okay.
I got this, the s'mores.
So we don't have bottles open, but this is my first taste of a...
I love gold!
Taster glass.
I think this is the...
Have we ever decided what counts as a check-in? Is it 4 ounces?
A full taster glass.
Is a check-in. Okay.
Otherwise, we can't hardly check in anything on the show.
That's like 4 ounces or more, right?
Yeah.
Or 3 ounces, something like that.
Whatever a taster glass is, that's officially
a shot
can
glass
go
or
to
more.
Untapped.
As long as it's at least a shot glass or more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can check in.
There you go.
I like that. I think it's regularly established on other beer podcasts. I don't know if we've ever done that.
Peter Brewer gave me one that was a cake and one that was
a s'more,
and I can't tell. I think this is...
There's so much coffee in all of these.
This is a coffee.
I don't know how
this has
they could tell them, I don't know how they could tell them apart.
I want to try that maple stuff that you guys had.
It's good. It was... I don't know how much alcohol in it, but it was hidden.
There was a lot. It was hidden because it's not up on the big chalkboard either. I would have ordered it. I forgot about it. I saw it on the Facebook,
hidden. But
I totally forgot about it.
So, Scotty B., what's been going on this week in culture? I totally forgot my notes at home, so now I'm like, this is the seat of our pants show this week. So this is not our normal week.
Rush Day kicked off at Westwood's Barbecue on Thursday night with a draft only.
Oh, I saw that. Tours. I was like, I couldn't understand what was, like, how did they, what's happening there?
Well, they got a hold of, I don't know who instigated it, but Mike Cruz was there, so, I mean, it was official Tioga pouring.
That's good.
I skipped it for this day. Because I knew we were podcasting here. But, yeah, they did draft-only selection of at least four or five of the barrel-aged beers at Westwood's. And I think they had glasses. It was either steal the glass or you could buy the glass and take it home. But that was the pre-release party that they had precursor to today.
Okay.
So that's local culture. This is turning into a big event. The Rush Day is – they're building a following –
yeah, like, man.
You know, building the they want the line to grow. They want the official beer release day to happen. It seems like they're Tioga's the, you know, I think Pendragon might be able to second this kind of crowd, this kind of lineup.
Ooh, and that would be interesting to have a that kind of thing for Pendragon to set that up.
Yeah.
Oh, like when they open Pendragon and
like if Pendragon starts announcing a
seasonal
release. Yeah.
Special release, even if it's a only growler fills. I would think you could set it up to where
a release day like this.
Yeah, where you have a line and all that stuff. I wonder if even that shopping center would allow it.
Well, I'm excited about when they open up downtown here.
Oh man,
Pendragon and Pita Puka, Pita
Kuba.
I'm excited about that.
That's actually the name. It's Pudabubada.
Pudabagab.
Yeah. That's the downtown location. It'll be called Pudabubada.
Pita Papapata. Well, we have some voicemails, but I don't know. I think we might save them for later. You may hear voicemails. If this is the first time listening to the show, this is weird.
Scotty's here. Who else could?
I know. Aww. Scotty B. Yeah.
The voicemails are the favorite part of the show because that's where I'm on them.
Can you give us a, hey, guys, I'm driving, Scotty?
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm driving.
Well, only the crowd went wild.
Oh, no, you should see everybody's going nuts now.
Oh, they're rushing over here at this moment. They got sharpies.
My groupies are coming rushing.
Some girl wants you to sign her boobs.
All right, give me a pen.
Oh, I see somebody in line with a baby, there's a dude
who brings a baby to a bar.
You've got a baby in a bar.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one that saw that movie.
Yeah, I know, I saw it. At least I saw the trailer anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he's got one of those front carriers where the baby's in the carrier.
Ooh.
And he's just...
Is he going to... Okay, question. Is he going to set the baby down and put the growler in the carrier and leave the baby?
Yeah. That's the question.
That's the question.
It reminds me of that. Have you seen that clip of a guy at the baseball game and he has his baby in one hand and his... And he catches a foul ball in the other hand.
Oh, damn. And that's manly
as fuck.
It's like
controversial if that's like a terrible father or a really awesome dude.
No, that's man of the year. Like, that's GQ man of the year status right there.
Yeah, that's multitasking at its best.
Man.
Fathering and catching foul balls.
That kid will grow up right, I tell
you. It's a handsome line, I have to say. It's really hard. It's distracting as I can watch the line and people... Beer geeks.
It is hard to keep a thought today with all this going on.
Uh-huh.
We're not in our secluded.
I'm trying to see like if somebody has like some non-local beer paraphernalia on, but I'm not seeing any.
How about this guy right here?
Oh, look, yeah.
I got Stone on. I saw Pliny the Elder.
You got a Stone shirt.
I saw a Pliny the Elder hoodie.
Uh-huh.
I also went
in line today.
I also went with the don't wear the shirt of the band you're going to see there.
Yeah, right.
I've got my Dust Bowl shirt on today.
Good job. Good job.
Good old Dust Bowl.
Good old Dust Bowl.
Uh-oh. Look out. Oh, Reggie, 559.
Is this the Reggie? Reggie 55?
Fresh off the bottle. Fresh off the line. Reggie and the Nick have just met.
I'm Scotty.
Reggie. That's Scotty B, Reggie.
Scotty B? Yeah, that's me. How you doing, Chief?
Get up
on that mic, Reggie.
He's
joining us.
Grab the headset. Yeah, grab the headset.
It's magic in the headset.
Magic.
Gives you superpowers.
Wow.
Joining us. He's donated many beers to the show.
Perfect. Yes.
Reggie 559.
Thanks for having me.
You just got out of the line. What did you get?
S'more. Kate, I got everything but the Ottomus.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I got, that's too.
It. It's like Scotty B. How many bottles did you get? Or did you get the max? Or
almost whatever it is, 9 or 10.
Okay, solid.
Didn't matter.
Whatever.
Nice. How much did you drop? Drop like a hundy?
No, last year I dropped like 2 hundo because I had a couple guys with me.
Oh, yeah, you got some others.
Yeah. But it was like...
This all for your personal
like
use, Reg?
$80. Maybe, maybe not.
We'll see. Yeah. If you need a Christmas gift, you've got some.
There you go. Oh, you don't like this? I'll take it back.
Reggie, are you not a fan of the hazelnut either?
I can drink like a little bit, but then after a while it's too much.
I'm not a hazelnutty guy either.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
What's your style, Reggie? I don't even know. This is many years. I've known Reggie is my friend, one of my best friends. I've worked with him for 16 years.
Wow.
Now, yeah. So.
Oh,
and
yeah. Have you guys ever done brunch?
I don't know. We've done everything, I think. Yeah, everything. I mean everything.
That cements the bromance is brunch.
Yeah. Stouts. Stouts.
You're
and
a stout guy?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo.
Love me some stout.
Punch you.
Who is that? Somebody in line,
somebody
dude.
In line. I'm going to punch that asshole.
Did you see any shenanigans in line? No shenanigans?
I don't know. There wasn't too many people behind me, so there's nothing going on.
What was your arrival time?
Like a little, about 10.
10, okay.
Yeah, came late.
That was 98, number 98 in line.
Oh, and there's barely made it. And there was 100 was the guaranteed.
Yeah. Guaranteed
only
limit.
The first 100 were guaranteed to get bottles.
And a midnight rush.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, yep. Nice.
Not
and
bad.
there's still about 40 people in line.
Oh,
so
easily. And last year I was the last person in line.
Oh,
wow.
Last ticket.
Dang. The bearded brewer just walked by us.
Oh, there he is. He's got growlers.
He's got growlers for somebody.
Can I order a beer from him directly so I don't go back in line?
Okay. That's what we're hoping.
Yeah.
But I'm empty now.
They're too busy to take care of us. They're too busy to take care of us.
Yeah.
Oh, he's giving growlers to the ladies. I can. He's dropping growlers off to girls.
So just for reference.
No, he was working.
You walk in to the barrel room and buy your bottles, and then the exit takes you into the beer garden.
He looks so busy.
Where you can buy an on-draft version. So there's essentially two lines here today. I guess you can bypass the bottle line and go right for the draft.
If
you don't care about bottles.
That's why the line's so long. People just walking in to get the draft stuff.
So, yeah, just kind of how the layout is happening since nobody could see this.
Did you guys get the maple breakfast stout?
I did. I got one of those. The,
in my glass right now.
All the mornings?
Not yet.
Yeah,
I'll get it.
Yeah, we...
Me and him. Yeah. Yeah. I was waiting in line for 5 hours. Come on.
Need a break.
Sorry, I'm drinking.
I'm drinking. I'm gonna ask somebody to stand in line for me. I'm gonna give them some money. And stand in line for me.
Yeah,
get some of that maple stuff.
Weren't you on the coast recently, Reg?
Yes.
Did you go to California Fresh Market?
I was at the Morro Bay Coast.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't go to that.
Bottle liquor.
Went to Libertine and bottle liquor.
Oh, did you have any beers at the? What did you have at the Libertine?
It was their winter sours.
Oh, you had one of the Libertine's beers. You like sours?
Not really, but it's different, so tried it.
That's cool.
You're pretty good. They redid the inside. It's like different kind.
Is it nicer?
Yeah. Like when you walk in on the left side, remember they didn't have anything? Now they have like kind of done up and stuff.
Is that your normal, are you like always looking to try something different even if you don't think you'll like it?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's cool.
Usually. Yeah. I don't like the same beers. I don't know why. I mean, if I find one I really, really like.
Right. You'll stock up on it.
I just like different.
You're always looking out for something new. Keep an open mind, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and our Idaho mule, he called me today. He's coming to Fresno with some
Idahoan
Idaho
beer?
Beers. Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to have to try and snake some of that.
Yeah.
Nice. Some Noli? Did he get any Noli?
I think so, and some other ones he was saying. So.
Oh.
Might have to do some trading.
Future show.
Yeah, there you go.
Some trading. With Reg.
So I just gave somebody some money to get me some of that maple stuff.
Oh, really?
Go stand in line for me.
Dang, wow. Look at Scotty B.
Hustling.
hustling. Beer hustling. Yeah. Podcasting and hustling.
There we go.
I'm looking for some irregulars listeners in line. There's nobody right now. I don't see anybody.
We're going to have to recruit.
No irregulars?
Irregulars.
Oh, regulars.
Only irregulars today.
Only irregulars. So what, Scotty B, let's do some Bincott drinking. What you been drinking lately?
How about
anything
Bincott,
interesting?
How about Bincott Brewing?
Let's
Bincott
talk about
Brewing.
That.
So, yeah, last week, me and Steven Zach, Nick's cousin.
Garage Door Brewing.
Garage Door Brewing collab.
Hibiscus IPA.
I heard that on the Perfect Pour, yeah.
Hibiscus IPA. Tomorrow, we're brewing an Imperial Stout. And we're going to split it up and do different things with it. Some of it we're going to do oak chips. I'm going to do oak chips soaked in Irish whiskey myself.
Ooh.
So we're gonna experiment with that. But I'm really excited about the hibiscus IPA. I am. Because I think the hibiscus gives it a tropical flavor and aroma. The Simcoe gives it like a piney. And the Amarillo gives it a citrus. And the CTZ gives it like a dank resinous.
Mm.
It's like, it's got it all. It's going to be like the ultimate IPA. Watch, you'll see. You'll all see.
You'll see.
I have something
every
to prove
last
now.
One of you. Damn.
I'm burying all you. But I've actually drank some new stuff while I was in line. Yes, I can't. I have to check my Untappd to see what it was because I don't really remember. Wow. I drank a lot of sour beers in line. It was very interesting.
Oh, shit.
Huh. Allegedly.
I had beautification from Russian River. I never had that before.
Oh, rinsing water, huh?
Yeah, when I actually went to Russian River last year, they didn't have it. It wasn't on tap.
Oh.
But I actually had it in line here in Fresno, which was nice.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. If you like sours. I like sours. Some people don't.
I'm getting there.
Once in a while, yeah. Meh. Once in a while, I'll hit on one that's good. Sours are just so in, like, for me, like, they're... So across the board, like, you don't know, hit and miss. There's nothing, because I can't just say, oh, I have a, you know, IPAs, I can, there's some sort of enjoyment I can get out of everyone, but I guess I need to get more sour educated.
Sour educated. Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So Reggie, what's your favorite brewer? Do you have a favorite brewer?
My favorite brewer? Brewery? Mm-hmm. Brewery? Right here.
Tioga?
Yeah.
Nice. Good man. Yeah. So Reggie, we haven't had you on officially, so
I know.
I don't know. I already know.
You guys are night owls.
But I want to know what you were drinking before, and what's your gateway beer? What were you drinking before craft beer?
Before craft beer was, remember Zima's?
All
right. No, come on.
Bells remember Zima's.
Remember that ZZ Top commercial about Zima? Yeah. That was cool.
Actually, it was hard liquor like Jack and Cokes back in the day.
That's nice.
And then,
do you think that led into your stout?
Probably the harder, like, yeah. Imperial stout. Yeah,
that's what did it for me. I was a whiskey guy before.
Yeah,
huh, that's interesting. I've never thought about that. Where if you're into whiskey and that stuff, then when you transfer the beer, it would go into the stout category more.
A lot of Captain and Coke too.
Okay,
like a lot of Captain
Spiced Rum.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a dark.
That's it. That's becoming a thing, is rum barrel aged.
Yeah.
You know, not just whiskey anymore. I can't think of any, of course, right now. Mm-hmm. Thanks, brain. But
thanks, beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been having that Founders Breakfast Stout. That's pretty good.
Yeah?
I like it.
I do like that one, too. That's a good one.
I haven't bought it yet. It's been too pricey for me.
Whoa. Save Mart. Six pack. Come on.
It's cheaper than a $17.
The KDS. That's the one that's
enjoy
expensive.
Buy.
Yeah. Breakfast well. Stout. Yeah, I still bought that for the show. Speaking of being caught drinking, I bought a six pack of the Pure Hoppiness Alpine, and that was $19.
Oh,
whoa!
I mean, that's their double IPA.
Did you win the lottery, or what's going on?
Someone got paid.
I don't know. I put it on the credit card and just tried to ignore it.
Yeah. Hopefully we could write this off at the end of the year.
Yeah, right. Yeah. One day when we make enough, whatever it is to make enough that you can write things off,
yeah.
That's the level we need to get to.
We need to get to
write it off.
Research.
I think there's a certain amount of money, income you have to have before you can write stuff off. I don't know. I'm not a tax guy. Sorry.
No.
Obviously.
So we're just here hanging out. end of the bar.
You know what? I got a coffee mug too, which is pretty cool.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice. Is that just bonus or you bought one?
$5.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well,
yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Did you get any of the coffee?
Nah. Man, I was in line for 5 hours, man. Time for coffee.
Man, come on, man.
Jeez.
You can't do another line.
Can't wait again.
Huh? I'm a newbie and I only care about the money.
I don't know if we, did we actually get your, what was your first craft beer? I don't know if we got that far.
Oh yeah, I don't think we did. Good job, man.
I distracted you, sorry.
What's Port Brewing, the Swami?
Oh.
Wow, that was your first
Swami?
Real craft
that
beer?
That was the one they were like, oh
holy
yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a, yeah.
Reggie's and I actually had it in San Diego, so.
We used to drink a lot of.
That makes more sense, yeah. Okay.
We used to drink a lot of Michelob Ultras.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, Ultras, they're like Ultras. 95 calories.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're still beer.
Yeah. The commercial, you can jog and then drink one afterwards, you know?
Yeah, you can run and then drink.
Yeah.
We're suspiciously low on beer right now. I don't like it. We're kind of bitter right
it's
now.
Disturbing.
You can hear it in our voice.
This is
the
not
bitter brewer is
out.
Too busy doing his day job
not
to worry about
favor.
His hobby of the podcast.
Let's James, just go grab that one.
Yeah, just grab James.
I'm James.
I'm James.
James is driving.
Scott and James.
James is driving.
Uh-oh. We're officially being photographed right now. This is weird. We're not supposed to be seen. That's why we podcast.
Yeah.
I'm just going to blur out your face. Don't worry.
Yeah. Crime Stoppers.
Tioga's official photographer is going around taking pictures, and he just took a picture of us. So.
We'll be on America's Most Wanted next week.
We're not used to just people randomly taking pictures while we're
podcasting. Great, now you can't go out in public. Everybody's going to know who you are.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Get mobbed.
That'll be a huge problem.
We'll have to move to the hills.
Yep.
Put a gator around.
Move to Carruthers. Your clothes off every time you go outside.
Move to Carruthers.
Terrible.
I'll do it.
Brunch will never be the same again.
The line, now the update on the line for bottles, it is almost ended.
Just
I can
done,
see about 20 or so people now.
Yep, almost gone.
Gone through it.
Mm-hmm. But the For Here beer line is doubled almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going
it's out by the porta potties
right now. You could take a pee and not lose your place.
So, Reggie, is there something you haven't had, a beer you haven't had that you're always wanting to have, you haven't had yet, like out there, a whale beer for you?
Whale beers. I don't know. I'm sure it's something in San Diego.
It's a beer. Not a Ballast Point there, beer. What's your stance on drinking Ballast Point, Reggie?
No more.
I don't know if I believe you.
And they flooded Fresno with it anyways.
Yeah,
I don't care.
It's boring now.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Regular.
Now.
Yes.
Well, you don't want to spend $16 for a six-pack of macro beer?
Yeah, right?
No.
If you're gonna go macro, you better make it cheap.
I don't have Mikey money. Come on.
Yeah. No $20 six packs for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
You gotta get a Patreon, dude.
Yeah, I know. Start one up.
Start a Reggie patron. What kind of bonuses would you give for patrons, Reggie?
Watch me drink beer.
Damn, that's
a video live cam. Yes. I'd pay for that.
It's actually not too far off from what we do.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it is. It's just an audio cam of us talking before the show.
Yeah.
That's what you get. I think we're going to go maybe try and finagle some new beers here, and then we'll be back here.
We've got to keep up our average I Love Golds on this episode.
Yeah, I know. We only have one I Love Gold, so we got to get some more.
Are we going to take a podcast break?
Yes.
Let's take a podcast. We don't do breaks, but
it's about
this is
time
a special
you guys
event.
Do breaks.
We need a
you
break.
Should do that.
All right.
Commercial.
We'll be back here, at Tioga Sequoia.
On the perfect pool.
Check. Check. There it is.
There we are.
All right. Big Game James has joined us.
What's going on, guys? Good to be here.
Thanks
Legendary
for coming up from Bakersfield.
Oh, man. I missed it last year, but definitely wouldn't miss it this year, man. I've been looking forward to it all year. The minute I heard the date was announced, told the wife to put a kibosh on all the plans. Stop all Christmas duties that include me, because I am gone.
I am gone for the day.
Yes.
Do you have to go back to Bakersfield today?
No, actually, I'm gonna hang out here in Fresno for the night. I have a sister that lives here in Fresno. My other sister lives in Visalia, so
Ah, lots
grew,
of valley.
Grew up in the Central Valley, Fireball, California. So I'm
Fireball. Woo! Yeah,
all 6,000 people.
Reggie and I know Fireball,
yeah.
Dude.
Hell yeah,
dude. I think Fireball is ready for a little tap room. I think he could pull it off on Fireball.
You know what, man? I used to go to my parents, and I would always bring my own beer. And they'd always say, "Do you want me to bring you some beer back from town?" And I would be like, "There's like one spot in town that maybe sells some Sam Adams six pack. That's about it." But last time I was there, actually, the little Chevron they got going on there has got a lot of Tioga stuff. Got some, you know, some different stuff that we carry.
Almost a starter kit door.
Yeah, starter kit door. So Donna G and Valleywide have some good stuff out there. So I'm able to grab some good beers to drink when I go home.
Nice. So what do you do in the beer? Your day job is related to beer, isn't it, James?
Yeah, I work for Advanced Beverage in Bakersfield, California. We're one of the biggest and best distributors in all of California, and nice. I am the craft brand manager there.
Oh.
So I take care of about 10 different craft brands there.
What are your craft brands?
So I carry Modern Times, which you guys know, Modern Times. Modern Times. That one was worked on for a long time, and long story short, I've been working on them for a while, sending them emails, annoying them, and I happened to see Phil in Vegas, the Beer Jesus in Vegas, one time, and I said, nice. "I said, holy shit, that's Phil from Modern Times."
I was at him in Vegas. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a sign. So I was at Aces and Ales there, and my wife said, if you don't go up and say hi to him and introduce yourself,
I don't want to hear you
bitching when you get home that someone else took their brand and not you guys. So we take care of Modern Times, Tioga Sequoia, of course, who I love these guys, Speakeasy, Hangar 24, Firestone Walker. We have Tembler Brewing out of Bakersfield, California, so that's a local
Tembler.
Crap brewer. Yeah.
We don't know that one. Do we know that one?
We talked about them, but none of it's made its way up here
Tembler.
Yet.
Tembler. All right.
They're new
so
one.
we have they just do
they have bottles?
No, they only do draft right now. They have a
cans.
Crowler. They're the ones that do the crowlers there in Bakersfield.
Okay.
So basically a few people started up a brewery there and jumped right out of the gate with like a 30-barrel system. I mean, just you go in this brewery and you're just like, what the hell is this brewery doing in Bakersfield?
It's that cool. Huh?
It's that cool. So, you know, aside from that, I got those guys. Like I said, Hangar 24, Speakeasy. We also take care of Ninkasi, New Belgium.
Nice.
So
nice.
I'm good friends with Rad Stacy.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, Rad Stacy.
Yeah, she's our rep in our area. And Barrel House. We got Barrel House in there, too. Right. So those guys are good friends of mine.
Wow.
So I got a pretty good arsenal of beers we take care of. I try to keep everything kind of central, you know, California. Keep everything fairly local.
Right. Just you don't have Kern River, or they distribute, self-distribute?
You know what? Kern River distributes. They distribute their own beer locally because adding a middleman locally kind of eliminates a lot of profits for them. So,
okay.
I love those guys. I have a relationship with them, and I've been in their ear plenty of times talking about distribution. Just, hey, if the opportunity ever presents itself, I'd lay it all out there for you guys. So so definitely, but I mean, they're good guys. I mean, no matter who they ever went with, as far as distribution, I'd always support their beer. They're just, I mean, far and away, they're just the best talent in Kern County as far as brewing-wise, and everyone kind of looks up to them there, and you know, they got some really cool beers they make. So,
what's your favorite style, James? I don't even know. I can't even tell.
You know what? I don't know if I have a favorite style. I mean, I like barrel aged. I like sour. I like IPA. I do like a good red though. I like browns. Browns
You're like bigger brewer.
Yeah, I mean browns are kind of hard to come by, but you know, people that make like super solid ones are they're either not year round. So, but yeah, I mean pale ales. I mean I'm right there. Nice. I'm right there with that stuff. Like I like a good pale ale. I like something I can drink five or six of instead of two.
I dig a good pale ale.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's kind of where I cut my craft beer teeth was on Slow's pale ale.
Good segue into your beer history. What was your
So hanging around in Fireball, California for a couple years after college, just nothing going on beer-wise. And
Zero beer.
So I...
Not even Bass? Like, did they at least
have
Bass?
Yeah, I mean, like, they had a few, but, you know, all my friends, we were just grabbing 20 and 30 packs of Bud Light, just hanging out outside, and, you know, it was always cool, but...
Going to the river,
and, you know, one time... I went with a few friends to San Luis Obispo, and we were just walking around town, hanging out, shopping, and we happened to walk by the Slow Brewery. So I walked in there, and looking at the menu, we were going to have some lunch, and they had this thing called, like, a poor man's pizza, which was just essentially a giant French bread with pepperoni and cheese on it. So I ordered that, and they had another beer. They had a beer that was called Brickhouse Pale Ale. So... I tried it, and it was over for me after that, man. I just was like, I don't understand why this is so bitter. I don't understand what all these flavors going on. And I would do the stupidest things, and, like, it'd be, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. We're hanging out, and who wants to drive to San Luis right now? You are stupid. We are not going to drive right now. And I always had one guy. I knew I could, if I threw it out there, I can count on him saying, I'll go.
Yeah.
And... jump in the Mustang, man, roll the windows down so we didn't fall asleep, and turn the radio off, and just blast down to the coast, man, and chill out and walk around like hobos till it was time for the brewery to open. And I'd always grab some beers to go, and grab a pizza and hang out for the day and come back. So that's kind of where everything started for me right there.
Nice. So what is there a whale that you have not had? Is there something out there? I imagine you've had a lot. So
I've had a lot of good stuff. I have not had a chance to try the barrel aged Abraxas yet from Perennial. Like that's one that's out there for me. Last year I tried really, really hard.
Where are they?
I want to say they're from like Missouri, somewhere like that, St. Louis, somewhere like that. But they make some really, really, they're the ones that had the Sump coffee beer, which is this coffee stout, imperial stout they have. That's I think with coffee roasted from Sump Roaster. Is just incredible beer, man. One of the best coffee beers I've ever had in my life. It was vanilla rye last year for a while, and then I got a couple of bottles of that, and that. Then pretty much after that, I was just it's. That's one of my favorite beers, Vanilla Rye, Bourbon County from Goose Island, and there hasn't been a lot of beers that have kind of measured up to that as far as how good that beer is. But probably the barrel aged Braxis would be one. I don't know, like some of the really good, like really hard to get, like IPAs on the East Coast. I mean, I've had Heady, I've had, you know, a bunch of Pliny and stuff like that. Those were my whales for a while, and then I. Luckily, was being in the industry, you get a little bit,
a little more access.
Yeah, you get a little more access to some beers. I get some pretty cool behind the scenes at the Firestone Invitational every year.
Oh,
so I get pretty hooked up at that festival. So
damn it, I gotta go. We gotta go. Looking out for a festival.
Yeah, very, very fortunate with that one. But yeah. Anyways, like I don't know, man. If anyone's got pretty decent beer, I'm always psyched to try it, you know, and no matter what the styles. Tembler, actually, from Bakersfield, they make some, what people would consider, I guess, like some odd styles, but they're just old world styles, you know, making Kolsches and Doppelbocks things like that. So they try to stay away from the big California IPA, West Coast IPA, so I give those guys credits for that. And then on the other hand, then you got Kern River just making some of the most devastating IPAs in the world. So
even just outstanding is ridiculous how easy it is to get.
And now you can just get it on the shelf. Yeah. I mean, even here. So it's just like my sister.
Yeah, now we got it. We have it. I've had that already.
Yeah, my sister's like sending me pictures like, oh, what's this beer? And I was like, try that one. That one's really good.
It needs to be in your fridge is what it is.
Yeah, so one of my sisters is in just got back from Oregon. So she brought me she brought me some good stuff from there. So I'm really psyched to get a hold of those bottles.
Damn.
I kind of, she's got a really insane high degree in college. So she has to travel around for school. Which is crazy as that is. So she's like, oh, I'm going to Atlanta this week. And I'm like, all right, I'm sending you my list. Right?
And here's my Atlanta list.
Here's my list. I love you.
Well, what are you having now? What are you having right now?
This is the Autumn Rush.
Ooh.
Which is, man, this is a really good beer. I'll be honest, I was a little bit afraid when they said they were going to make a hazelnut beer. And I was like, dear Lord, man, that is going to be insane. But I tried it. It was super, super good. It was one of the ones, actually, my wife liked that beer. So,
yeah.
And I kind of measure my my beer scores. If I can get her to say she likes a beer, then that's usually a win for me. So
there you go.
But, yeah, this is great, man. And this beer, even once it mellows out a little bit more and some of the sweetness dies off and the barrel characteristics come through more, I think this one's going to be a sleeper, man.
No.
But
I have yet to convince my wife about beer. I got her into ciders, but beer, she still says no.
Yeah, well, you said she likes browns, right?
No, not
that's
even,
that's not my even, wife.
Oh, that's your wife is the one that likes browns.
Becky loves browns.
Becky's all in. Becky's craft beer aficionado now.
Yeah,
and she'll turn down a shitty beer. She's like, no, I know that's not good.
Yeah, my wife will be like, oh, man, I just had this Sole. It was pretty good. And I'm like, oh, goddamn. Well, at least my company sells that, so I'm okay with it.
There you go.
But, yeah, so, I mean, her beer, she likes, like, margaritas and stuff like that. And it's always good when we can find some mutual ground. Last year, we were at Barrel House 101 in Ventura, and it was right down the street from our hotel, so we just happened to go by, and she tried a Wells banana bread for the first time there, and she was like, she goes, does this taste like banana bread? And I go, it does, buy it. Buy that beer right now. And then
Nick loves that.
Yeah.
I love that beer.
Yeah.
It's my whale, bro.
Yeah, I was so psyched, man. I was so psyched she loved that, and, you know, She digs the Kern River coffee stout they do. She likes Black House too. I got her to try a Black House and she liked that. And
nice.
I almost teared up at that one when she said I like this beer. So I was like, yes, I did my husband job finally.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's happening.
She's starting to like things.
And then I started getting too crazy and throwing sours and IPAs in her face.
You went
and she
too
was
soon.
Like, God damn
too
it, soon. Slow too down, soon. Slow too down. Soon. Story of my life.
Pump the brakes, bro.
Slow down.
Yeah, how many times have you heard that?
Yeah, I know.
Look, the Bitter Brewer is almost on the show right there. Matt, he was seconds away.
God, dude, that guy is intense today. I've never seen him like this before.
I've seen him more intense than this.
Really?
Yeah. This is like...
I saw one day they were really busy when I came to the beer garden. And that window that's like right there.
Yeah.
I saw him poke his head like, oh shit, James is here. And then I saw him disappear real quick. And I was like, oh man, he's busy. I'm not going to even bother him.
Yeah.
But
he's a busy dude.
Yeah, I left you guys some voicemails on the way over here.
Oh.
So. Should be.
See, we're debating whether or not to play them this week. I don't know. I think we want to hold off.
Save them for next week.
Save them
for next week.
Well, James, man, it's nice to have you on.
Hey, man, it's great to be here, man. I got to leave a little bit earlier, and I thought I was going to, so I was glad I got to catch you guys and not miss you, and it's great to meet you guys face to face.
Great to meet you, James, man.
Yeah.
We're here. Look, Jake from State Farm's walking by.
God, you've been on the show enough. Get out of here. Always trying to steal my thunder, man. God.
Don't try to steal James's thunder, bro.
What?
Oh,
get out of here.
Whales. Are you guys talking whales? Oh, no, then I don't need to be on.
Baker's whales.
You're just talking Baco?
All right. So, I mean, are you guys drinking all Tioga beer here today?
Yeah, we actually have a couple beers that listeners left for us here, but they're warm, so.
Yeah.
I don't want to bust them open.
I mean, if we...
But Bearded Brewer is so busy, he can't even get us beer. So we're SOL.
Yeah.
Well.
All right.
If we...
We're going to take a break and maybe Mike Cruz will come on and hook us up with some beer.
I want to sit here and take notes for that.
All right.
All right.
Thanks,
cheers, guys. Later.
Well, now we have...
Our
beer celebrities keep lining up. We've got Mike Cruz, Tioga Sequoia's Mike Cruz.
Yep.
Lord of the underworld of Tioga Sequoia.
I do what I can.
Reggie's getting in line now. Oh, good.
He's getting a beer.
So thanks for joining us. You've got a busy day going, so thanks for stopping.
I'm excited. This is definitely the biggest Beer Geek event we've had to date.
Yeah, Reggie was saying there's more people here than last year.
Yeah, a lot more people. So
this is your second year doing it, Rush Day?
This is year two of Rush Day. It's basically the third release of Rush Hour. We've done it with three different coffees.
Uh-huh.
This is one of my favorites, actually, though. I really like this year's coffee a lot.
This is, oh yeah.
So, which one is this again?
What, this is the Brazilian yellow bourbon.
Okay. Is that the one we had last week?
I think it's the bottle we had.
Yeah, yeah. So we've had it on draft since the summer. We did. Okay. We made a batch for JBF. But this, we haven't bottled it yet. So this is kind of the re-release.
Oh.
Now we're going to have it available bottles draft for like the next 3 months.
So So it looks like the bottle line is gone.
It is.
Is there still stuff in there
to get? There's still some stuff in there. We're letting some people go in again to do second allocations.
Okay. Damn it.
But we should have stopped and gone in. We limited for a reason because I want people to
everybody,
be able to get. You know, I want to spread it out throughout the day. I know that the line is nice. It's a fun experience, and we'll always probably have unique stuff that makes it worth coming early and waiting in line. But I never want a majority of people not to be able to experience a release of ours.
Yeah.
I think everyone seems like they've been happy so far.
Best event in Fresno so far, man.
What time did you
get here? I can't say that.
No comment.
It's definitely a great event, though. I'm happy with how things are going.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What time was the first person in line for?
So I think it was the guys from PETA, Jeff, Ben, and I think even Stuart, one of our old reps.
Old reps. For us.
I think it was 6 o'clock?
6 a.m.? 6 a.m.
6 a.m.? Yeah.
And 11 o'clock, gate open, so
yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
4 hours. Nobody camped out? Come on.
Nobody.
Next year, there might be a camp out.
Ooh.
Okay. But, you know, it's one of those things where the people that got here early, they do beer releases. They're used to waiting in line. They're used to the cold, you know. So, and, you know. I'm not supposed to condone this, but yeah, they bring beer and they're not just twiddling their thumbs. They're having a good time waiting in line. Yes.
Allegedly. I haven't heard anything about that stuff.
A lot of
Scotty B, did you hear anything about that? No.
Yeah, next year, I'm going to come as soon as you guys close the previous night with my tent. It'll be number one. Number one next year.
Yeah, it's funny because I've been thinking about this concept with, like, I wanted to tie in something at midnight with Midnight Lightning.
Oh.
And I was thinking about doing, like a urban camping type of thing, like where we at.
Yeah.
You know, obviously people camp out for lines. They have, or maybe it's, you know, for Black Friday stuff.
Yeah.
But doing it to where, you know, the release is not at midnight because you can't sell beer after 2 a.m. But maybe something like where we do like this cool event that starts at midnight where people are camping and we got food and like different elements that make it like pleasurable to do, not just come and just your, like, cold weight in a chair. You know, actually there's activities going on. We got fires going on. We got, you know, like bonfires and music and... and then we do it like first thing in the morning or something like that. Anyway, it's an idea I had. Not sure. I don't think anyone's.
Maybe you'll see it.
That I know of. I don't know if anyone's done anything like that. So
the all nighter.
But we'll see. So
We're just happy you're here and everything. Anything you can reveal to us for 2016 plans for Tioga?
So 2016. Other than upscaling some of the beers that we already know that are successful. I'm still waiting on some feedback for this All the Mornings. I don't know if you guys got to try
it. Oh, I got to try it. Yeah. It's great.
So, but I think that could be a huge hit next year, bottles.
Okay.
I have kind of released a little bit of a spoiler. I know we're leaning towards coconut, a coconut rush feature for the next Barrel Project.
Interesting.
So, yeah. What? You guys don't like coconut? But
some people like it.
And then we're also looking at doing a bigger run of the Vanilla Bean Midnight Lightning, which I know a lot of people
like. That ran out quick, right? Yeah. That was sold.
Well, we didn't make that much of it the last time. So, but there's all kinds of stuff that we're looking at doing. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're
definitely keep your eyes or your ears.
Well, you're fun to talk to for us because you're not only. A lot of people are just like all about their own brewery, but you're a next level beer geek, way above us. So, like, I want to know, like, what was the last beer trip you took? Like, where did you go on your last beer travels?
So, I'm trying to. So well, since the last time we talked, I think my last beercation was the East Coast.
Oh,
so it started in Boston and ended in Vermont, and I say Vermont because literally there's a lot of cities in Vermont that that have great beer.
Oh, sure. Did you go to the source of Hetty Topper?
So during the time I was there, the brewery wasn't open, but I was able to get. I mean, they have like key accounts that they sell to like once a week. So I got to try a lot of their beer fresh, like days fresh, which is awesome.
Do they even allow Hetty to be on draft? I never thought about that because they're so all about having their can, drink out of their can.
I haven't had it on draft yet. No, it's
but always do they been do you know if they have kegs of Hetty? Did that exist? Have you seen that?
That's a good question. I probably should know that, but I don't.
Yeah, come on.
Damn it.
No, I haven't. And I haven't. I obviously haven't. Well. They did. They have to because they had it at Firestone Invitational.
Oh, so they have to. Yeah. So it has.
And
been
I didn't remember seeing them pour in cans. So they
did.
They,
you have? Okay. Do you remember having that at Firestone Invitational?
I know I had Focal Banger, and then I had
Vocal Banger,
yeah, which is their
that sounds like a sex move.
That's
it?
The Alchemist booth.
Well, I mean, you got Hetty Topper and Focal
Hetty
Banger.
Topper Focal and Focal Banger.
Them East Coasters are weird.
We're
going
to try a Focal Banger tonight.
I actually prefer that beer versus Hetty Topper. Just
Where's that? And who's that by?
It's Alchemist.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's their regular IPA.
Yeah. Look at Reggie got himself a flight.
For me, that trip was mainly about the pilgrimage to Hill Farmstead. I'm not sure if you guys had anything from Hill Farmstead.
No, that's one of our looking out.
Super limited stuff.
That's a whale brewery.
I have a few of their saisons that they're somewhat shelf if you go there, saisons. Obviously, it's a, like right now, I know it's like the weather, the elements. I don't even know if they're open during winter months because it's like literally it's a dirt road to get to the brewery. It's a farm.
Wow.
But it's a super cool experience, and I definitely recommend it.
It's a
to
big
anyone.
Beer geek experience.
And it's literally like we're like one end of the country to the other, pretty much.
Awesome.
It's like the opposite end of the country.
But and it was a beautiful day.
That was a highlight of your vacation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So.
Is there anywhere in Boston besides Boston Beer Company? Like,
yeah. So Trillium is probably the brewery I would recommend.
So which brewery? I'm
it's
sorry?
Called Trillium.
Trillium. Oh yeah,
they make really really great.
I've heard of Trillium, but haven't had it.
They make really good beer. And then just outside of Boston is Treehouse, about 45 minutes.
Oh,
away.
That's that one has a lot of buzz. Treehouse.
Yeah.
How was Treehouse?
That was a very similar experience to Hill Farmstead. I mean, they only open like 5 hours out of the, maybe it's 10 hours out of the week, 3 days. And I got there like maybe half an hour before they opened, and there was already a line of 100 people.
Wow.
So, but they do, they're a little bit more prepared than us because they're like that all the time. And they had,
it's
they
like this had, all like, the time for them.
An order system. So you go, like, they had people already filling out their order, what they wanted before they even opened. So they had stuff pre-packaged and ready to go, which is just pretty awesome. So,
dang.
We may learn from that and do that next year.
Holy shit.
So, like, if that. You took a lot of you know how to take a lot of notes for these kind of events, like how to do it.
I do.
How
yes.
to run it.
Yeah.
Is there anything you're not doing that you want to doing other than what you just actually said?
Well, it's hard to gauge how big the crowd's going to be.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, this is definitely a step up from last year. So I know next year will be equally, if not more. So at the bare minimum, next year we're gonna have. We're going to focus more on the growler and the taster side because that's what's holding up the lines.
Oh, okay.
And we'll probably have a separate area to do that. Or we take your order, you pay for it, and then you're kind of in a queue to come back on the side to get your stuff. That way it's not holding up people that just want to grab a beer. So
growler fills are separate from
separate, yeah. Fresh and drinks. Then the line to get bottles. We may do like a brown paper ticket system.
Hmm.
So you pre-buy them.
Some events do that.
Yeah, you pre-buy your tickets. You have certain days. Like we'd have probably a 2-day spread where you can come and get them anytime we're open, and you don't have to necessarily wait in line. And that's usually good for places that have like 500 plus people trying to come at one time. And we're not quite there yet.
Okay.
I think we had close to two
getting there
before we opened. So
Yeah.
Right on.
This is a great thing for downtown. Great thing for Fresno in general. So
the Valley.
The Valley. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of South Valley people out there, right, James?
There's a lot of Bakersfield. Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of people from the South Valley showing up for this today, so we're pretty lucky to have some Bakersfield people representing.
Represent.
Yeah. And yet they brought no Modern Times.
we did bring some new Modern Times releases today. So
did you know?
All right. Ooh.
What are we going to drink those? Too soon.
Yeah. We can drink those whenever.
All right, man. Well, thanks, Mike, for coming back and joining us.
Yeah. No problem. We got to do this
back
on a normal
studio
Wednesday.
In a proper way, yeah.
Hell yeah.
When I actually will bring some beer.
Bring some whales, bro.
Mike's a beer guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only if James is there.
I would definitely make the trek to be on the show with the beer. Sorry, I was going to say the beer brewer, but I see him.
The beer prophet.
I would definitely show up to the podcast if he was on.
Is that your handle on Untappd? The Beer Prophet? Is it all one word?
It's one word, yes.
The Beer Prophet.
Yeah, at the Beer Prophet.
Yeah.
It's like halos over it and stuff.
It's not, yeah. Everyone thinks like I'm like prophetic and I'm like telling the future. It's more I'm just an advocate. I love beer. I love, you know,
that's
I support
cool
all breweries. So,
yeah. What's your handle on James? Untappd.
BigAmeJ21 or BigAmeJames21.
Life's rough in the big game. I like to say that.
Life's rough. It's a tough job for
it's
me
a tough
out there.
Job. The beer game.
Well, man, I don't know what else to do here. I think we got it.
I think that's a podcast.
I think we got a rush hour, rush day.
Unless the captain finds a
he'll get some time right now if James wants to tag him in.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'd gladly do that.
Oh, James has got to go to work now.
The line looks like it's going down. So I know the captain wants to come on, so I can even relieve him if I need to.
Yeah, that's good. I'll
come back with the captain. Thank you, Mike Cruz.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Cheers, boys.
All right.
All right. We're back.
We are back.
We keep pulling all the beer celebrities out.
We will have them all here.
Jake from State Farm helped us out.
All right. If you want.
If you want. You don't have to. Pita Kebab. Shafiq from Pita Kebab is here.
Hello, everybody.
One of the biggest beer geeks in the valley, as far as I'm concerned.
I am, but I kind of keep it modest, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Owner of Pita Kebab, maybe arguably the best gastropub in the valley? Yeah.
One of the best.
One of. Yes, good. Yes. Good answer.
Thank you. Yeah, no, there's a lot of great places, especially coming out here to Fresno. We're looking really forward to being a part of the whole downtown culture out here and being a part of what's going on with Tiago already, Peeves.
So, yeah, what can you tell us about your new downtown Fresno tap house or gastropub? Is it you're going to call it? What's it officially going to be called? Is it a gastropub, tap house? What?
So, it's a brew pub / gastropub. House of Pendragon's going to be brewing their beers. Yes.
Woo!
As they're expanding now to a larger system.
Yeah.
And going to be able to brew a lot of cool one-offs going on over there. And so it's a little joint venture between myself, Tommy, and it's going to be cool. We're going to have half the taps are going to be Pendragons. The other half are going to be guest taps.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just stuff you guys like to drink, in other words.
Absolutely.
Do you think, do you see getting kegs that Fresno's not seen before? Being as you're from Visalia, you get some different stuff than Fresno people get. Like, do you think we'll see some stuff we haven't seen?
I think some things we're going to be able to pull in that people haven't seen. But on the same token, there's a lot of great places out here, such as Spoke, Michelangelo's, all these BC's. People, BC's, Gold Seas.
Yeah.
Nice. Everybody brings in an awesome combination of cool stuff. And so the point of coming downtown is to have an area where you can go from place to place and have some good beer, enjoy some good food, appreciate the culture, the arts that are happening out here. You're seeing the tech stuff going on with Bitwise. It's a lot of cool synergy happening out here downtown, and I love being a part of what's happening out here. It already feels like we're home. embraced amongst a lot of cool people that we're already friends with out here. Yeah. So it doesn't feel unfamiliar for us to be out here. Yeah.
And you you waited in line for bottles here today, just like everybody else. Huh?
Absolutely.
Didn't pull your celebrity card or anything.
No, no. You know, that's the whole thing about this whole culture with the craft beer is it's... You hang out with all walks of life. You meet everybody, and we all have a common denominator of enjoying something that's crafted with a lot of passion, care, and, you know, met a lot of cool people out here in line. So a lot of people I already knew, a lot of people that we just passed bottles and became friends.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's a great the community around craft beer.
Totally.
Indie beer.
Yeah.
You got a field work hoodie on. We were talking earlier about we're trying to spot some beer geek paraphernalia, and you've got a field work
nice I'm hoodie. A field work fanboy, as you could say. Got a hoodie, T-shirt on.
Where's field work from?
Berkeley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you gotten kegs of field work before?
Absolutely. Now we're going to be starting to get some distribution out here in the area.
Ooh.
They're the same guys that are bringing in Kern and...
A 3BZ, or wait, Perfect Pour exclusive.
Yes, yeah. Shout out to Phil from Cali Sungold. If you guys know Phil at all.
No.
Yeah. Phil's a cool guy. He's been helping pull some cool things out here. And so, yeah, he brought out field work. We've already had a good relationship with those guys. And so... He brought some kegs over on Friday, and now we're pouring them on tap right now downtown.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man, we're looking forward to it. Can you give us a date on the Fresno, the pita dragon, as it's being...
I like dragon kebab.
Dragon kebab? You like dragon kebab better?
So we're going actually, hot PK is kind of the term that we've been using right now.
That's even
hot
cooler.
PK. Yeah.
Hot PK.
I haven't thought about that one.
An exact date, there's no exact dates when it comes to doing a remodel, dealing with the city, going through all this stuff. Not to say that anybody's being complicated, but
there's a process. Yeah, you just can't predict their timeline.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping by spring of 2016.
Okay.
Definitely before 2017.
Yeah. Before optimism. The next rush day.
Exactly.
You'll
before
be there.
The next rush day.
You'll be able to walk over from your place over here to the line.
Definitely. Maybe put a slip and slide over here.
Ooh, the polar bear slip and slide.
That'd
a little
be
chilly
sweet.
Out there.
I think. I'll get you with the mayor. Get you a meeting with the mayor. We'll get that going.
Awesome.
We'll
awesome.
Hook that up for the city.
Yeah, I was actually out here for the whole Fulton Mall city council meeting, accepting the lowest.
So you open the mall to traffic?
You know, the mall has some cool characteristics to it, but...
Is Josh here?
But I think for what they're going for, opening it up, changing things a little bit, I mean, you know, there needs to be some kind of change. And if that's what it's going to take, let's see what it does.
All right.
And if it doesn't... Then
we'll put it back.
Yeah,
we could just put it back.
We're still on Van Ness anyway, so it's all good.
Yeah, right. You're kind of like indifferent almost.
Yeah.
What made that decision for you to go on to Van Ness? Was it just an open spot or?
So the whole Create Here business plan competition with the Downtown Fresno Partnership was a big catalyst in us being driven to open up something out here downtown.
Okay.
So we got involved with that. There was 20 businesses that entered in the competition. We ended up winning the People's Choice and the overall vote for that. We found the old Heroes building. Saw that place.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we can make something work over here.
Okay.
And jumped in on it, you know.
It felt
you know.
Right for
yeah,
what you guys
and
had
we
in mind.
Believe in what's going on downtown. Yeah. You know, you've seen that whole slogan out there, I believe in downtown. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there's something really about this downtown that I'm starting to believe in. And we've already started in Visalia's downtown. And, you know, we hear that, oh, you guys have an awesome downtown. And, yeah, we do have an awesome downtown Visalia. But Fresno has a different kind of downtown, something a little bit more special. It's very, the architecture out here. The whole artistic avenue that's happening with the whole art hops and all that cool stuff, the music happening, Grizzly Fest, Catacomb, all that cool stuff. There's something really bubbling up out here, and we want to be a part of that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And we're happy you're coming. And, and thank you for being on finally. Finally get to have you on.
Awesome, yeah.
What
you guys had the captain on, and I didn't
We had the captain on. Yeah. Bearded Brewer, come here for 1 minute. Come on, 1 minute. Can we get 1 minute with the Bearded Brewer? Come on.
No.
Look, how's the day been going today, Matt?
Don't want to talk about it.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. It looks like an amazing event from over here, our perspective.
No, it's a knock out of the park, but I'm here for 16 hours and I don't really get a break, so.
You need a rush hour.
Yeah. Do you want us to bring? Do you need to bring you something like during the 10th hour, 12th hour? Do you need something?
A hooker.
All right. We'll try and do that. But we'll be at a party, so we'll think about you. With our ugly sweaters on.
We'll be drinking your rush hour.
maybe I'll be able to go. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Bearded Brewer.
Yeah. He's not on Instagram for once.
Well, I think that's about we can do.
Yeah.
We've got everybody.
Shafiq, I've never eaten at your place, but if your hummus is any indicator.
Oh, man, we've been enjoying your chips
job,
and hummus.
Man.
Awesome. Thank you.
Looking forward to
it. Really appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of cool stuff on the menu. So,
yeah.
Thank you again for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers to everybody that listens to Perfect Pour. I know this is a weird episode. It's not our normal stuff, but cheers to our patrons and cheers to everybody that listens and shares us. Shafiq, thank you for being
on,
sir.
Thank you once again.
Reggie 559.
Reggie
559, thank you.
Word.
Scotty B.
That's me.
Thank you, Mike Cruz. Thank you, and thank you for
Big Game James.
Thank you for. Thank you to Kevin, the head brewer here at
Talaga. He's our next.
One day you'll have him.
He's our whale.
He's the ultimate Fresno beer celebrity.
He's our Fresno whale to have on. So he's been around here, but we just don't
have.
He's signing an autograph still. So, and it's been a great day here. Everyone enjoy Star Wars. I know Star Wars is out now. That you're listening to this is out now. It's out. And. Enjoy your drinking craft beer. Remember, perfectpourpod.com.
May the odds ever be in your favor. Is that Star Wars?
No.
Okay.
May the force be with you. May the indie beer be with you in your week of drinking.
Come to the stout side.
This is the Perfect Pour.
Kill us.
I know.